Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
It came to pass in Iconium, they went both together to the synagogue, and they did what? They spoke. What did they speak? They always preach the word. That a great multitude, both of Jews and Greeks, believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil affected against the brethren. Did you know that no matter if it was Paul or if it was Peter or even Jesus himself, some people didn't believe it? Right? And some people fought against it, even if it was Jesus preaching it. So preachers, don't be discouraged. Not everybody's going to like you. I know one time the Lord dealt with me to go share something with somebody. I knew he did. He kept me up half the night about it. And I didn't really want to. But I knew I needed to. And so I tried to do it the best way I knew how. And man, they shut me down. And pretty much told me they didn't want to be my friend no more. Well, nobody enjoys that. And I went back, you know, and was sitting in my office. And I thought, Lord, you know, that didn't go too hot. And I said, Lord, they just rejected me. He said, no, son, they rejected me. Don't take it so personal. He said, if they rejected me, if they ain't going to listen to me, what you get upset because they're not going to listen to you for? I thought, oh. So many times we think we're a bigger part of it than we really are. He said, if they're not going to listen to me, don't you be shocked because they didn't listen to you. There are people that ignore God, that refuse to listen to him, so don't be shocked if they don't listen to you. Keep reading. Verse 3, long time therefore abode they, speaking boldly in the Lord, and he did what? Gave testimony. And see, we've seen that word again. Gave testimony. To what? Gave testimony to the Word. Man, I can get as excited talking about the Word as anything. Gave testimony to the Word of His grace and granted what? Signs and wonders to be done by their hand. We know of some of them. I mean, Peter's shadow would fall across people and they'd get up and walk away healed from being paralyzed and blind and deaf. We saw things like that. But see, you got to put this with it because this is telling you how it happened. What happened first? People say, oh, God's using Peter in a magnificent way. He's just walking and throwing shadows. No, the man's preaching the truth. Right? And people begin to believe it, and the Spirit of God is manifesting. Yes, sir. He's confirming the word of healing. Now, this is some special ways of doing it, but it came back to what was preached. Yes, sir. I know in healing school one time, a man came and called me to task about it. He said, well, now, we don't believe that stuff in our church. And I've never seen a healing in our church. And I said, well, now, isn't that interesting? I said, y'all don't preach this. No, sir. And you don't have any healings in your church. No, I had never seen one. I said, we preach it all the time. And I pointed to him. I said, see all those big books? I said, they're full of testimonies. Not my words, theirs. You going to call all those people liar and tell them they didn't know if they were healed or not? They said they were sick. They said they got healed. They would know. Right? I said, isn't it interesting? Y'all don't preach it? Y'all don't believe it? Y'all don't have it. We preach it, we believe it, and we have it. That's no great mystery. It's what he said. These signs would follow those that believe, not the people that refuse it and shut it down, the people that believe it. That's why we preach on healing. So we can have some healing. That's why we preach on prosperity. So we can have some prosperity. Right? And every area of the word. the Spirit of God can confirm.
Amen.
Go back with me to the gospel account of John. Have you got a few more minutes here tonight, or are you in a great big hurry? Thank you, Master. The book of John, chapter 5. This whole book is just, you see so many of these kinds of references in the gospel account of John. But let me just point out two or three to you. John 5 and 30. John 5, 30, Jesus said, I can of my own self do what? What could Jesus, now these are his words, not mine. According to his own words, what could he do as Jesus? He said nothing. As I hear, I judge or determine. And my judgment or determination is just because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. We'll see it further as we go, but did you know that Jesus never took credit personally for one sermon he preached? He never took personal credit for one healing or for one deliverance or for one miracle, not once. We just got through reading this, but I mean it's repeated again and again and again in this one book right here. And other places, I can of my own self. I don't speak of myself. I didn't come to do my own will. Now, the reason I say this is because Jesus is the ultimate example of working with the Holy Spirit. Right? Did we see the Spirit moving in His life and in His ministry? Is that available to us? It is. It is. He said, he that believes on me, the works I do, he'll do also, and greater works than these. How? Do you see what a big part of this was based on his unselfishness, on his selflessness? He's not trying to get the Holy Ghost to help him accomplish his agenda. He has no agenda of his own. Oh, friends, are you hearing with your hearts tonight? Had somebody ask me, you know, some years ago, we were doing an interview, and they said, well, what about your personal dreams and your personal goals? I said, I don't have them. They looked at me like, you're lying. What? I said, no, I used to have some, and I just had to die to them. What do you mean? Well, if you push hard enough, the Lord will let you do what you want to do. And there's been several things, you know, years ago that I thought, oh, I want to do this. Oh, yeah, 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 I want to do it. And I tried to pray about it, and I couldn't get the Lord to hook up with me on it. But in my ignorance, I just kept pushing and pushing. How many know Israel wanted a king? And the Lord said, no, I don't want you to have a king. So what happened? He picked them out one. Somebody said, how does that work? It's called the permissive will of God. You didn't want His perfect will. So He's going to let you do what you want to do. But it's going to cost you. Did you hear me? He told him. He said, all right, okay. He warned them. He said, all right. They wouldn't be like other nations. He said, all right, I'll pick you out one. But he said, this is what's going to be. He's going to tax you, and he's going to take the best of your stuff. And when it all comes to pass, and you're hollering and crying about your king, I want you to remember I told you this. But it happened. Right? And there's been a few times in my life, and if any of you walk very far with the Lord, you might could say so too, but don't raise your hand, just look straight ahead. That I, you know, yeah, I want to do this. Yeah, I think this, yeah, this is, yeah, this is what I want to do. And the Lord wouldn't talk to me about it, and He wouldn't hook up, the Holy Ghost wouldn't hook up with me in prayer. Well, you know, after a few months of that, you ought to get a clue. Shouldn't you? But no. I want it. And I want to make it the will of God. and you keep pushing, He will let you do it. He will let you take a job out of the will of God. He will let you move to a place out of the will of God. He will let you marry the wrong person out of the will of God after you prayed and prayed and prayed. To really hear from God, you must be objective. You must be open. You must be willing to hear something different than what you think you want. Elsewise, you're not even on the same page. That unwillingness is a block between you and Him. And I'm sorry to say that happened more than once in my life. Oh, but after two or three times, and me having to believe God sometimes for years to get it straight, I finally came to Him one time. I said, "Lord, I don't want You to let me do anything else." That's when I begin to die to my dreams and my goals. "Lord, I'm just going to come to You and not tell You. I want to ask You, what's the way? What do You want done? Where do You want me? What do You say?" And most anybody would agree with that, but a whole lot of people aren't practicing it even remotely. They make their plans, they do their thinking, they set their goals, and then they pray about 5 minutes, run die, shun die, untie my bow tie. "Yeah, it'll be all right. Lord said it'll be all right." Never heard from God. We're never willing to hear anything else. They already made up their mind before they started praying about it. And then people have rough times and they wonder, "Well, God, why'd You let this happen to me? And why'd You let this?" Well, we're having fun now, aren't we? What did Jesus say? Skip down to the sixth chapter. Oh, this is good right here. 6:38. We ought to say this out loud ourselves. 6:38, Jesus said, "I came down from heaven," what? "Not to do my own will," but what? "The will of Him that sent me." If there would have been anybody qualified to do their own will, it would have been Him. Right? And He said, "I didn't." Now, see, this is such a radically different way of thinking and living. Jesus never awakened in the morning and said, "What do I want to do today?" Never. What did He say? "Where do You want me today? What do You want me to do?"
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me